I could sleep through an earthquake. Not a good quality for a hero of legend, or whatever the humans call him. Hello? Hello? Wake up already! Whoa, shit, wait a sec. Not the sword man, okay? Well, sorry for disturbing your camp snooze, but at least hear me out before you try and cut my head off. Why do you think I'm pinning you down? I don't know about you, but I don't exactly fancy being impaled by a magic demon-killing sword anytime soon. What do you mean I don't look like a normal demon? Oh no. I know you're new to this whole saving the world stuff, but you cannot seriously tell me you've never heard of a succubus. Come on. Succubus? You know, the life force loving, soul sucking sex demons? Is none of this ringing a bell? Okay. How many types of demon do you actually know of? Wow. You're so fucked. You're literally on a quest to kill the ruler of all demons. Did nobody go through this with you when they sent you out here? Oh, wow. So they just thrust a sword in your hand and expected you to not die somehow. That's a little sad, little hero. No. It's not like I'm overly concerned about your well-being or anything. I really feel sorry for you. Not that it's any fault of yours, but I don't think you realize that demons are some of the most dangerous beings in this whole kingdom. Even the weakest ones have like a dozen ways of tearing you to shreds and prying the soul from your lifeless corpse. And, well, succubi are far from the weakest. Not to brag or anything. Me? Oh no, I'm not here to snatch your soul. I came here because I wanted to ask you if you could do me a solid. What? You're a hero, right? You help people. Well, maybe you're a little biased when it comes to demons, but hey, you know, help first, ask questions later. I was just, hoping that you might maybe, possibly, potentially, hopefully, let me fuck up your head for a little while. Sorry, that could not have come out any worse. What I mean to say is, us succubi need the sexual energy of our, victims for sustenance and to grow stronger. The soul thing's unnecessary, though. Those just go straight back to HQ for the benefit of the boss. Well, ex-boss, now. I've always hated that asshole. He works us to the bone. He's a real piece of shit, even by demon standards. So I stopped stealing souls a while back. Anyway, in order for me to be able to take as much as I need from you, I need to put your mind in the right headspace with a little spell. And by that, I mean take you deep into a place where you're at your most vulnerable. Where your mind is properly scrambled until you sink deep into trance, with your subconscious exposed for me to control. Where you are completely at my mercy. But draining you by force doesn't sit right with me, so I'm not gonna do that unless you're fine with it. You are. Aren't you? Don't try and deny it. I can see straight through you. It's another thing a succubi are good at. All the desires floating through your head, every single dirty fantasy, every single fleeting thought, every single hot, wet dream. Oh, you'd love to be taken deep into trance. To have your mind fucked and toyed with until it's blank and empty, when your body teased and etched and brought to orgasm. And for so long, those have just been that. Dreams. Impossible and implausible. Well, until you met me and discovered that brainwashing is a succubus's area of expertise. I could slip you straight into those fantasies. I could make you mine. But only for a little while. You've got a big, bad demon lord to take care of, remember? If I ended up making you my thrall for the rest of eternity, well, nothing would get done around here. Other succubi wouldn't even hesitate. They'd take advantage immediately, and then, boom, no more you. It's nothing to do with the fact that you seem like too good of a person to permanently wipe clean. And, besides, it's in my best interests, that you kill the guy. Any demon in their right mind would agree with me, and the ones that don't are already dead to me at this point. Don't worry, though. I'll give you what you're looking for. I'll make your dreams come true. You want me to give you a good mind fuck, right? You'll get one. Believe me. First things first, lose the clothes, little hero. You heard me. Get naked for me. I want you exposed. Yes, I am well aware that you're out in the open in the middle of the night. That's why I'll keep you warm, okay? Wiggle around a bit until you're nice and comfortable. And if you ever need to shift around a little, you're free to do so. For now, close your eyes for me. Are you ready? Good. See, here's the thing about this spell of mine. It couldn't possibly be easier for you. Because all you have to do is listen to my voice.
Follow my voice.
Concentrate on every word. Follow along with me. And I promise you that everything else will just effortlessly fall into place.
Focus on my voice.
Now, I want you to take a deep breath in for me. Nice and slow. Hold it for as long as it feels comfortable. Then slowly let it out. Good boy. Feel how your slow breaths make your body more relaxed.
So relaxed.
As your chest rises, filling with air, a gentle, soothing warmth washes over your body, spreading to every inch of you.
Let it take you deeper.
And as you exhale and all that air comes flowing out, you feel that warmth grow in strength. Wrapping around your body, bringing you so much relaxation.
My voice wraps around you.
Feels nice, right?
So nice.
This is what happens when you listen to my voice. Everything begins to slow down as you feel my influence wash over you, keeping you safe and snug. And warm.
You're safe with me.
And the more you listen to me, the more your body relaxes. And the more you relax, the more you listen to my voice.
My voice makes you so relaxed.
Breathe in for me again. Hold it for a bit. Then slowly breathe out.
Good boy.
Follow my voice, and this will only get better. Soon you'll be in a state of total serenity as long as you listen to me. I want you to maintain that rhythm of slow, deep breaths for me Okay?
Okay.
Now, little hero, I want you to picture something for me. Think about your sword. It's a beautiful blade, you know? The way the surface shines as the light hits it, softly glowing with energy deep within it. Ever wonder how your sword was forged? I reckon it started off as some piece of metal, brimming with potential and obviously the perfect choice for the job, but far too rigid, in need of a little refinement to truly be where it needs to be. Kinda like you, if you don't mind me saying. Now, I want you to picture that metal being thrust into a forge, plunged deep into the flames, with the heat working to weaken everything, holding it together.
Weaker for me.
The metal has no choice but to give in to the heat and begins to melt into it more and more, losing its shape until it becomes a molten puddle. Easier to work with, easier to manipulate.
Give it.
And as it is pulled out of the furnace, away from the heat, it begins to cool off, regaining its form once more. But the effects are still there. Even when free of the furnace's infernal embrace, it's still not as rigid, and its core still retains some of the heat, so that when it inevitably returns to the furnace once more, it melts even faster than before, ready to return to that state of liquid metal again and again and again. My voice will make you melt in the same way. As your body relaxes for me, that warmth washing over you will grow into a powerful heat, burning away all your tension until you are completely serene.
My voice will make you melt.
You can feel it happening already. The soothing flames licking the soles of your feet. You focus on the warmth consuming your feet, which radiates far more intense relaxation than the warmth in the rest of your body.
So good.
And almost immediately, the tension in them is burned away, and they become so relaxed that they are unable to move at all.
Follow my voice.
It's amazing to feel them melting into the relaxing sensation, sinking deeper into it.
Deeper into relaxation.
Feel my hands lightly resting on the top of your head. A reminder that I'm here with you, to guide you, to keep you safe.
Let me take care of you.
I'm going to push you deeper into these relaxing flames, and as they consume more of your body, you'll feel every last muscle melt, becoming loose and limp.
Safe and secure.
And it'll feel so amazing that you'll want to just keep melting and let the relaxation take over. Let me take over.
Surrender.
Are you ready?
Melt into.
Now feel a gentle pressure on your head as I push you into the flames. They're lightly gliding up your legs, making them nice and relaxed. The tension in your legs disappears as they melt into the sensations. First your calves, then your thighs. Feel them go limp and let it happen. The fire's rising up your torso now, running up your arms. Your hands and lower body are awash with the powerful relaxing energy, and it climbs higher up, past your stomach, up your chest, across the entire length of your arms, stopping momentarily at your shoulders. Now, the energy rises up your neck, over your face, until your entire body is completely consumed in relaxation. Feel it radiating into you, bathing in the warmth as you continue to melt for me. There is no limit to how relaxed your body can become, and the warmth will only grow and grow and grow, and you want it to get even stronger. As your body has melted into tranquility, your mind has begun to relax, but my voice can make your mind sink deeper still. Let's start to burn away all your resistance, shall we? I want you to focus on the warmth washing over your body and let it pierce through you, seeping into your very core.
Let it take over.
It's beginning to reach your mind. Can you feel the way it burns away your thoughts until all you can think of is my voice?
No thinking.
That's okay. You don't need your thoughts, because all you need is my voice and the warmth it's giving you.
My voice is all you need.
Your resistance is melting away as you become weaker and more susceptible to me.
My voice makes you weak.
Your mind is melting into my voice, into the flames. You're becoming easier for me to mold and shape and bend to my will.
Give me control over your mind.
The warmth is starting to grow, the flame deep within your very core that symbolizes your lust, your desire, your fantasies. And as it grows stronger, as you relax and sink deeper, you feel yourself becoming more aroused.
My voice gives you pleasure.
You can't resist the heat. You can't resist my voice.
It feels too good to resist.
Deeper. Let my words speak directly to your subconscious mind.
Deeper.
Let me in.
Control.
And give me control.
Melt.
Surrender to me. Be mine. I want you to associate this feeling of your body melting into a relaxed puddle and your mind beginning to sink into obedience with the word melt, so that every single time I say the word melt, you are immediately taken back to this place and thrust even deeper into this heat. And any time I and only I mention the word melt, whether you are in or out of trance, your body will become 10 times more relaxed than its current state, and your mind will drop 10 times as deep.
Melt for me.
The arousal flowing through you will only grow as you sink deeper for me. And you'll feel an even stronger urge to follow my voice and obey my commands. This trigger will take effect only when I say it. Let's give it a try, shall we? I'm going to count to 3, and on 3 I will bring you back up a bit, away from this warmth, giving you a chance to cool off. 1, 2, 3. Wide awake, eyes open for me. Hey, little hero. Enjoy that experience. Right now, you're out of trance and should be free of my control. But you're not, really. Your mind is still foggy, and it's hard to do anything else other then focus on my voice. Your body is still so relaxed, desperate to return to that warmth. It'll be even easier for you to go back to that state next time. You yearn for me to take you back there because you need those sensations, the relaxation, the arousal. And it wouldn't take much at all, since my trigger's still embedded deep in your subconscious mind, ready to make you melt for me. That's it. Close your eyes and melt for me. Feel yourself dropping straight back down into trance, your body becoming 10 times as relaxed as it was before. Your mind sinks 10 times as deep, becoming even more quiet and empty. Your arousal doubles, triples, quadruples as you surrender to me. Very good. You're right back where you need to be. Under my control. I could do this again and again. Bring you in and out of trance until your mind is fully blank. Melting and reforming, heating up and cooling down. Sinking deeper and deeper. And you want me to. I'm in your head and I can play with it however I want to. And you're more than willing to let me, because it feels so good. The thought of me in control of your mind is turning you on so much. You need to give in. You need to sink deeper. Now wide awake again, up, up, come out of trance for me. As I drag your dim mind away from the pleasure, all you want is for me to take you back down. That's okay. Come back down with me. Melt for me. That's it. Slip into mindlessness. Back into a horny little puddle as your body melts. Your mind gives in. And your arousal multiplies. Back out of trance for me again. Oh, you're weaker now. Your resistance has crumbled away, and you can still barely move. Your eyelids are so heavy that you can't even manage to keep them open. You need my voice. You need my control. You need to melt into obedience and let me melt your mind away. I'm gonna bring you back up from trance one last time, okay? Wide awake. And now, melt for me once more. Your mind, little hero. My little hero. You've been a good boy and surrendered your body and mind to me. And now, my words have so much power over you. I can alter your perception of reality because my words are your reality. I can do things to you that you've never known were possible. I can make you feel sensations more intense than you've ever imagined. See my body take shape in your mind, looking over you as I kneel in front of you. It's mesmerizing, isn't it? Just me kneeling over you is enough to drive you fucking wild. What about me arouses you the most, huh? Is it my lips, perhaps? So plump and wet, sensual and slick with a thick coat of gloss. You're thinking about the marks they would leave all over your body. All over your cock. My lip gloss makes you melt. Maybe it's my beautiful breasts, hidden behind this bra. Do teasing you with the cleavage. I can't blame you for staring. You ache to grasp them, to feel them in your hands as I give you pleasure. My tits make you melt. My thick thighs, perchance. They're so soft and warm. And these skin-tight thigh highs are really getting you going. My thighs make you melt. Or maybe it's what's under these panties. Would you want your stiff dick inside my tight, wet pussy?
My pussy makes you melt.
You want me so badly. Your body wants me too. Your blood is rushing straight down between your legs as you grow harder for me.
Your cock throbs for me.
You can't resist me. So be a good boy and let this sexy succubus give you pleasure.
Pleasure.
Let me get my hands nice and wet. So I can show you exactly what obedience feels like.
Pleasure.
Isn't it heavenly to have my hands slowly gliding up and down your sensitive cock?
Pleasure.
My little hero. Very gentle teasing strokes all the way from the base to the tip.
Pleasure.
My other hand gently cupping and squeezing your balls.
For me.
I want you to concentrate on that pleasure as I stroke you.
Pleasure.
Feel how it starts to build up inside you. Melt into it. And let it take you deeper into this trance.
So good.
Don't be afraid to let out some moans for me.
Pleasure.
The pleasure's only going to get more intense.
For me.
And your cock is only going to become more sensitive.
So good.
Just like that.
Pleasure.
Be a good boy. And let the pleasure overwhelm you.
So
feel it in every inch of your body.
Pleasure.
Feel it take over your mind.
Melt.
I know it feels good to have your fantasies come true. Although I bet you never thought it'd be a demon who'd
pleasure.
Make it happen. Not that it matters now, of course. Because you can't think at all.
So
there's no need to. All you need is my voice and the pleasure I'm giving you. You're so weak for me. You're so weak for this pleasure. It's okay to be weak for me. That's why I'm here. To take care of you and to make you feel so good. I'm going to build up your pleasure until it gets so unbelievably intense that you have the most powerful orgasm of your life.
So
when I'm done with you, I want as much sexual energy as possible to come shooting out of your aching cock. So you will not come until I give you permission, okay?
Good
boy. I'm going to go a little faster now, stroking you with both hands.
Pleasure.
Gripping your cock a little tighter, twisting my hands up and down and up and down. Oh, I can feel the way you're twitching and throbbing. And those whimpers every time my hands slide over the head. Music to my ears. You know, you're pretty cute when you're mindless. The look on your face as the pleasure builds higher and higher. You're in ecstasy right now. Your body is shaking. Your cock is dripping with pre-cum. I can feel it leaking onto my fingers. The sexual energy, the essence of your lust. I can sense it on me.
So good.
I want more.
Pleasure.
You don't know how much I want to drain you dry. Oh, and you want me to go faster, don't you? Squeezing you tight, stroking your cock, milking out that pre-cum, pumping wave after wave of pleasure into your body. Oh, I know exactly how to bring you to that edge. My hands caress and massage every inch of you, stimulating you constantly as I squeeze and stroke and milk and pump. Submit to the sensations taking over your body as I squeeze and stroke and milk and pump your cock. Oh, my voice is taking you closer. My touch is taking you closer. The pleasure is taking you closer and closer to the edge. Feel it building. Feel your body responding. Your balls tensing. Don't come yet. Not until I say so. Just be a good boy and let me take you closer and closer as it builds up more and more, higher and higher, faster and faster. Oh, you could just orgasm at any second. And we wouldn't want that, would we? So I'll just take my hands off your cock. Give you a moment to come down from that edge. Such a good boy for me. I know how much you wanted me to let you come. I can tell by the way you're twitching for me. But then, all that energy you've been building up would just spurt out and go to waste. That'd be such a shame, sweetie. Don't worry, though. If my hands gave you that much pleasure, you'll love the way I'm going to finish you off. It'll all be worth it when I make you come using my glossy lips and my warm, wet mouth. So close to your aching cock that you can feel my breath on it. Are you ready to have my lips on you? Oh, isn't that beautiful? A big, shiny kiss mark on the tip of your cock. A cute way of claiming my little hero even more than I already have. Fun for you, too. I saw your cock jolt when I kissed the head. Now I bought a few more. Soft kisses. On the tip. To send down. Few more shivers down your spine. Sparks of tingling pleasure jolting into your sensitive cock. And I can taste you on my lips. It's not enough. I need to take the tip in my mouth.
Melt for me.
Feel my tongue swirl around the head. Licking up every drop of your sexual energy leaking out of you. Your pre-cum is delicious.
So good. Pleasure.
Such a tasty treat before the main course.
So good. Pleasure.
My mouth feels so much better than my hands.
Pleasure.
Which is why I'm just going to use this way of talking to you. Yes, I'll just whisper my words directly into your mind. Oh, I've been whispering a little to you already. But now that my mouth is, well, occupied, I'll just have to keep whispering now. Yes. The suction on your tip is overwhelming you with arousal. Arousal that you can feel building deep within you, rising and bubbling back up to the surface. And it gets even more powerful as I take your cup deeper, engulfing the entire length of your cock with my mouth, leaving a shiny, glossy ring at the base as I slide my lips back up to the tip, covering you in my spit, making you nice and sloppy. And as I go back down, you feel my throat pulsating around you. You feel the pleasure building. You feel the pressure building. Let go of the sensation. Let me suck your mind away. Let me suck you into euphoria. You're getting close now. Your body is tensing up as you shake and shudder with pleasure. You want so desperately to explode for me. You're so close to that edge, so ready to burst. I'm gonna count down from 10, and when I get to 0, I want you to come so fucking hard for me. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, come for me. Let go and come for me. Oh yes, release all of that energy. Shoot it into my mouth and explode into orgasmic bliss. Oh, feel the pleasure overwhelm you. Let it take you over that edge until you spurt and spray your load into my mouth. Yes, give it to me. Yes, give it to me. Oh, yes, come. Come. I'm not done, so if you haven't come yet, and if you need a little extra to send you into mindless orgasmic pleasure, you have permission to wrap your hand around your shaft and pump yourself over that edge. While I keep sucking on your cockhead. Yes, just like that. Oh, yes. Don't stop coming. You're still making it out. Still spurting. Don't stop submitting to me. Oh, yes. Feel your orgasm go on and on. Endlessly extending, getting more and more powerful. Oh, feel your mind breaking, melting, shattering from the intensity. Oh, yes. Oh, that's my good boy. Start to come down from that orgasm now. Just relax for me, little hero. Blank and blissed out. With some aftershocks from your orgasm flowing through you. I'll softly stroke your cheek as you recover. You've done such a good job for me. Your cum was exactly what I needed. With all this energy in me, I've never felt this strong before. But you, on the other hand, are completely drained. I can't just leave you out here in the state. You'd be dead meat before sunrise. You know what? I think I'll join you on your quest. I'll always be by your side to protect and guide you. I'll always be here to take control whenever you want me to help you let everything go and take away your tension and your stress. Now let this trance soothe you, remembering that whenever I say the word melt, your body will relax, your mind will sink, and you'll become aroused with an urge to follow my voice. And only I will have this power over you. Let my trigger slip deep into your subconscious mind so that it grows stronger every time I use it. Enjoy this feeling and drift into relaxation for a moment before I wake you up. I'm gonna count up to three. And when I get to three, you'll wake up from trance with a surge of energy, ready to take care of whatever needs to be done. One, feel yourself slowly drifting up as you prepare to come out of trance. Two, the fog in your mind is clearing and your body is capable of moving again, ready to fully awaken on the next number. Three, wide awake for me, refreshed and full of energy. Are you feeling great? Ready to take on the world? Well, come on then. Let's go kick some Demon Lord ass. What? Didn't you hear me? Well, your subconscious mind definitely did. You've got a long way to go, cutie. Somebody's got to keep you out of trouble, and I don't see anyone else volunteering. Besides, though you might be doing this out of the kindness of your heart, and I might be looking for a little payback, it doesn't change the fact that we both share a common enemy. And you know what they say. The enemy of my enemy is my friend. My brainwashed and hopelessly lost friend, but the point still stands. Anytime I need some more of your sexual energy, or anytime you're in the mood for coming your brains out, we can do this again, and I'll put you right back into trance. Plus, who wouldn't want a sexy badass succubus as a travel companion? Now come on already, let's make the most of this energy high. We can probably get to the nearest town before the sun comes up. And while we're on our way, I'll give you a lesson on all the creatures you need to know how to deal with. See? Having a demon on your side does come in handy. I'll start with imps. Not too bad and pretty low on the demon hierarchy, but you gotta admit, they are some annoying motherfuckers. This one time...